今日经文是来自以赛亚书35章1到10节。我们首先会用广东话用啟應的方式读，然后用英文再用啟應的方式读。
Scripture reading is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verses 1 to 10. We'll be reading this first responsively in Cantonese and then responsively in English.
以赛亚书35章1至10节，旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜，沙漠也必快乐，又像玫瑰开花。你们要使软弱的手坚壮，无力的膝稳固。那时，瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。八方的沙要变为水池，干涸之地要变为泉源，在野狗躺卧之处必有青草、芦苇和蒲草。在那里必没有狮子，猛兽也不登这路，在那里都遇不见，只有属民在那里行走。我们一起读第十节。并且耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到锡安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
Isaiah 35. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. The splendor of Carmel and Sharon. And they will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear.
Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you.
Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped.
Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shall be heard. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and sing in the desert.
The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground, bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow.
And the highway will be there. You will be carried the way of holiness. You will be far those who walk on the way. And king will not journey on it. The wicked fool will not go upon it.
No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there. Let us read verse 10 together. And those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their head. Gladness and joy will overtake them. And sorrow and sighing will flee away.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢说话嘅人。
May God bless the hearers and readers of his words.
今日程牧师为我哋想讲嘅信息是渴慕天家。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Longing for Home.
Before we begin, it's a special prayer request from May and Edmund Wong. Many of you know Edmund at Covenant Church Whitestone has been experiencing some neurological difficulties recently.
咁我哋開始講道之前呢，咁有個特別嘅代禱，咁大家都知道，阿黃家輝弟兄，咁佢最近都經歷到一啲腦神經嘅一啲嘅症狀。
So they asked for prayer because they're consulting a surgeon this morning. It was discovered that some brain hemorrhaging occurred in his brain.
咁佢哋發現呢，咁佢腦裏面呢有啲出血，咁佢哋今天早上呢會見嗰個做手術嘅醫生，睇下可以點樣進行。
And so pray for Edmund and May during this time of crisis.
咁我為到黃家輝弟兄夫婦去祈禱。
Let's pray.
我一起祈禱。
Lord, we've just read some verses that remind us that the Lord has come and will come again.
因為我們剛剛看到的一些經文講到耶穌來了，亦都會再來。
And there'll be no more desert, there'll be springs of water.
不再有沙漠，而是有泉源。
No more sin, death and hell.
不會再有罪、死亡、地獄。
And those who are redeemed, who believe in the person work of Christ, will walk with him.
得赎的人，相信耶稣基督救赎的工作的人，会同佢一齐同行。
And rejoice and bring glory to him forever.
同埋会喜乐，将荣耀永远嘅俾佢。
Lord, we do pray for Edmund and May this morning.
因为你今天早上为到黄家辉弟兄夫妇。
And all the others in the world who, just like us human beings, face many difficulties.
同埋其他好多我哋面对紧困难嘅人一样。
And so may the truth for those who know Christ of the blessed day of the Lord be comforting to us today.
我哋相信耶稣基督嘅人知道耶稣基督嘅日子再嚟嘅时候系能够今日都俾到我哋安慰。
And we ask that in this Advent season, in Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋喺呢个降临节嘅时期，我哋祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名义求，阿门。
Well, I think you would agree with me if you've been a Christian for a while that listening to sermons, whether it be by MP3 files or MP4 files or video or radio, is very profitable for the Christian in their living.
你平时喺一啲媒体上面听到系讲道嘅时候，对你都可能有帮助。
I would encourage those of you who are able to listen to many sermons available for free. Some are for cost, but some are free throughout the internet.
咁你喺网上边可以听到嘅，可能冇付费又好，免费都好，呢个讲道咧，你都可以听。
It should be profitable to you because, again, even though you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Word of God, and you can glean truths from the Word itself.
所以你有圣灵帮助你，你有圣经喺你嘅面前，但可能你对你嘅圣经你都未必能够理解。
God provides for His church. He provides people with certain gifts to feed you the truths of God's Word that you need.
神呢，去将呢个恩赐呢，去俾一啲人能够将呢个神嘅真理系讲得明白。So
it's important to perhaps get into the habit of being fed from the word from the people that God gives into your life, whether it be through the internet or through in person God's word.
所以我哋应该有一个习惯呢，就系无论系任何渠道吓。 神去俾一个恩赐，呢啲人去将向你讲明呢个圣经嘅说话嘅时候，你都应该去攞时间去听。
My wife Miranda listens to Family Radio and Alistair Begg. Alistair Begg is a Reformed Baptist preacher who's she finds very helpful.
我同我太太喺呢个 Family Radio 上边去听一个牧师嘅讲嘅道，我发觉好有帮助。
And through the years, Tim Keller has helped myself. Reason being, he was my seminary professor in 1985 through 89, and been very influential to me.
咁同埋Tim Keller牧师，佢都喺当喺神学院嘅一个教授，咁佢一路都系对我都有深远嘅影响。
And so a lot of his exposition is here as we look together at Isaiah
35.
And really the basic premise that you see here in this prophecy of Isaiah is a future renewed world. A future renewed world is our home if you're a believer in Jesus Christ.
以上阿書呢度所講嘅預言就係講到呢個將來嘅世界，一個更新嘅世界。
And let me show you, because again, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit can show you and can imprint into your soul, into your life, into your heart, God's truths for your living.
神嘅話語同埋聖靈能夠將喺神嘅話語將喺你嘅心裏邊去印落嚟，並且去影響你嘅生命。
See, Isaiah 35 paints a wonderful picture of the future for the Christian.
以上阿書35章係為基督徒去畫咗一個將來嘅圖畫。
And Isaiah is basically saying someday the glory of the Lord will be seen in all its fullness.
以上阿書所講嘅就係話，某一日將來嘅時候，神嘅榮耀會被我哋眼前嘅去睇到。
And the natural order of things that we see around us, in us, will be renewed.
我哋周圍睇到嘅一個自然嘅秩序，將來亦都會更新。
Let me show you in the text where it says that. Look at verse 1a again.
你睇下第一節。
It says, the desert and parched land, the wilderness, what will happen? Will blossom.
他說曠野旱地會做什麼？會開花。
You know what that means?
什麼意思呢?
There won't be any deserts anymore.
到時不會再有沙漠。
Deserts are places where there's no hardly any life, right?
沙漠上面沒什麼生命，right?
So that natural order will be actualized, will be actually renewed and brought back to what home is.
這個這樣的自然的景象到時就會更新去帶到一個回去它一個應該有的秩序。
Do you see what Isaiah is referring to us in verses 1 and 2? Again, if you could shine up 1 and 2 again, verses 1 and 2, you'll see it.
我們看回第一節和第二節。
We're talking about a real change renewal in this place, in this world.
我們講到這個世界一個真正的改變，一個真正的更新。
And the image in verse 1 and 2 is Lebanon, Carmel, and Sharon. Those are places.
一字一字這裡所形容到的地方就是包括黎巴嫩、加密和沙倫。
And if you have a study Bible or even a one-volume commentary, they'll probably comment on what these places were like.
如果你看到一些解經書、研讀本聖經的話，你會看到這些地方是怎樣的地方。
Lebanon was a place of great soil fertility.
黎巴嫩是一個地方，一個土地是很肥沃的地方。
That means grain, crops, trees. Fruit are born, right? It's a lush, ravenous, fertile field.
即是說那些谷物、樹、果子都可以在那裡生長,很茂盛。
You know, I used to live in Northern California, and it was fairly close, maybe an hour or two drive from Napa Valley, California. Napa Valley is like that, fertile land.
我曾經住過在加州，距離納伯谷這個地方很近，大概一個小時，那個地方就好像黎巴嫩這個地方一樣，很肥沃的地方。
Isaiah mentioned Sharon, another place. It's a great place of great physical beauty, like many of you have seen in Maine, Acadia National Park.
沙倫這個地方又是怎樣呢？好像在緬因州的阿卡迪亞公園一樣，一個很漂亮的地方。
What a beautiful coastline, right? Where the ocean is there, and the scenic value of that is beautiful.
有好靚嘅海岸線嘅地方，好靚嘅風景。
Carmel represented orderliness, like the grid of Manhattan Island, right? It's very orderly.
加密就好似代表咗一個好有秩序嘅地方。
Right, the higher number streets numbers, right? Right. As it goes higher, it's going north. Very orderly.
就好像曼哈頓咁樣，所有嘅街咧都有數字嘅。咁你當你越向北走嘅時候咧，數字越大。
As the avenues are heading higher in number, it's going west. Very orderly.
同埋好似呢个大道嘅唔同嘅数字，咁你越大嘅数字咧，就系越向西边走，好有秩序。
Isaiah mentions these for a reason, right? These different countries, these lands, they have a desired trait that we want.
以上啊提到呢个地方系有个目的，就系话佢哋都有一个特别嘅特质系我哋想有嘅。
And so, as you'll see on slide two, the theme here is Isaiah is saying, when the glory of the Lord shows up, the soil will be perfectly fertile.
以上话，当神嘅荣耀出现嚟到嘅时候咧，当个土地咧就会变得好肥沃。
The landscape will be absolutely beautiful.
嗰个风景会完全嘅美丽。
And there won't be any deserts anymore.
唔会再有沙漠。
Now, how's that going to happen? How will a renewed world happen?
咁一个会更新嘅世界会点样发生呢？
Well, again, look at verses 3 and 4. If you could shine that up too. It says, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution, he will come to save you.
你睇下第三、第四节，佢话你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看啊，你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应。他必来拯救你们。
Do you see that? Do you see the reason how that's going to happen? How the renewal world is going to happen? It's right there in verses 3 and 4. Do you see it?
有没有看到这个更新的世界会怎么发生呢？
God himself is going to come to earth.
神自己会来到地上。
So you might be saying, hey, Wilson, you know, isn't he here already?
那你说啊，牧师啊，他不是已经来了吗？
Isn't God present everywhere?
佢唔系无处不在嘅咩
？You're right, but as slide three says, he's invisibly present, but also resistibly present.
佢系无形嘅喺度同我哋同在，但系同时间佢亦都系会可以被人去拒绝嘅咁样同在。
Do you see that? That's to say, he's present in the world, but it's possible still now.To resist him.
换句话讲就系话佢能够喺呢个世界上边，但系人亦都能够去拒绝佢。
And by that I mean, and we're all susceptible to this, we disobey him. It's possible to disobey him.
又即系话我哋可以唔顺服佢，唔听佢话。
You can be evil. You can be sinful.
你可以系邪恶，可以系有罪嘅。
In fact, all of us struggle.With sin in some way, again, sin is ignoring God. Sin is disobeying God.
事实上，我哋所有人都会去拒绝神，我哋犯罪。
So Isaiah is talking about a day in which God is visibly, and irresistibly present. You cannot disobey Him.
而以上所讲嘅就系话，神将来喺呢个嘅。同在是我们可以看到同埋我们不能够拒绝他。
And that's so, and that's precious for the Christian because all evil, corruption, everything that's bad or wrong is gone.
到时所有的邪恶腐败所有坏的东西不好的东西都会不在。
You know, for those of you who are friends of Edmund and May, you're concerned. Concerned about Edmund's health right now.
我们认识王家辉夫妇的人我们现在都可能会很关心他很担心他们。
Of course, that's a sad event. That's something bad, but it's not, wasn't supposed to be like that.
这个是一个不是很开心的事件但是原本不应该是这样。
In that day, it says, then, verse 5, then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, verse 5.
第五节他说那时瞎子的眼必睁开聋子的耳必开通。
It's followed by verse 6. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy.
那时瘸子必跳跃像鹿，哑巴的舌头必能歌唱。
You know, for those of you who are well-versed in hymns, you know those lyrics or those words are put in lyric forms by Isaac Watts.
咁如果你熟悉啲诗歌嘅话咧，你知道呢啲。嘅经文系被Isaac Watts 佢写成诗歌。
Isaac Watts versifies or puts in versification lyrics verses 5-6 in over 1,000 tongues to sing。
咁首歌就系但愿万民都来歌唱。
Do you remember Isaac Watt's words? Hear him. This is verse slide four. Hear him, ye deaf. His praise, ye dumb. You loosen tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come and leap, ye lame, for joy.
个诗歌嘅歌词就话：聋子都来听主圣言，哑巴来颂圣名。瘸腿之人从主而行，盲人必见，盲人面见圣容。
Isaac Watt takes that directly from Isaiah 35 verses 1 and 2.
呢个诗歌嘅字就系嚟自以赛亚书35章1至到2节。
And what Isaiah and Isaac Watt echoes is a time in which there won't be blindness or lameness anymore.
就话嗰个时间就唔会再有盲或者瘸腿。
There won't be disease. There won't be aging. There won't be death.
唔会再有疾病、衰老或者死亡。
And as the end of our text, verses 9b and 10a says, be only the redeemed, but only the redeemed, those who believe in the person work of Christ, will walk there. And those the Lord has rescued will return.
咁头先所读嘅经文最尾嗰两节九同埋第十节，佢话只有赎民在那里行走，赎民就系相信耶稣基督嘅人。佢话并且耶和华救赎的民必归回。
And that's the key word that I'll be focusing on. Return. That word return means to come home out of exile.
归回嗰个字我哋就系要注我哋今天要着重嗰个字。个意思就系咩呢，就系话系被流晒之后返嚟。
Now I've preached on exile before because that's a great theme in the Bible. It's throughout the Bible.
被放逐嘅字呢、这个字呢喺呢个系一个喺圣经里面一个成本圣经嘅一个主题。
The theme of exile means we long to be home. This is not our home. We long to be home.
被放逐嘅人，我哋去想要翻去一个家。呢个唔系我哋家，我哋想翻去一个家。
Just look at the history of Israel, for example.
譬如睇下以色列嘅历史。
The history of Israel is a big part of the Bible. Two-thirds of the Bible is the history of Israel.
圣经三分之二嘅内容都讲到以色列人嘅历史。
And if you just glean through the two-thirds of the Old Testament, two-thirds of the Bible, you'll see exile, homecoming constantly. That's the theme. Exile, homecoming, exile, homecoming.
咁你淨係睇旧约圣经嘅时候，你就睇到呢个主题就係放逐，然后返屋企，放逐，返屋企，放逐，返屋企。
Israel is exiled from Egypt and then brought home to their homeland.
以色列人係被由埃及去出去，然后带到去返去佢哋家。
Then fast forward the story, several years, Israel's exiled to Babylon, and then they're brought home again.
佢哋被放逐去到巴比伦，跟住又翻屋企。
But even when they're brought home, Israel, the people of God, right? When they're brought back to the home, their homeland, things aren't right.
但甚至乎都当佢哋翻到佢家园嘅时候，嗰度嘅嘢都好似唔系咁啱。
Because if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you know things weren't right. Because why? The Romans were occupying the land.
点解呢？因为罗马人已经占据咗佢哋嘅地方。
Their homeland was being ruled by another nation occupying the land.
佢哋被另一个国家嘅人统治紧。
And during Jesus' day on earth, Jews lived in their geographic homeland.
咁喺耶稣喺 在世嗰个时间，呢啲犹太人住喺佢哋地理上边佢哋嘅家园。
Yet there was a lot of talk about still being a people without a home in exile.
但其实都系好似人佢哋流放出去一样，冇屋企。
Of course, it doesn't feel like home because the Romans are oppressing you. They're in your land. They're occupying your land.
佢哋唔觉得喺屋企，因为罗马人占据咗佢哋嘅地方，统治紧佢哋嘅地方。
And so the Israelites, God's people.Were enslaved, even in their own land.
所以以色列人、犹太人就，纵使佢哋喺佢哋嘅土地上边，但系佢哋都好似奴隶一样。
And therefore, it's safe to conclude home wasn't home for them.
所以家唔再系家。
They still really weren't home, even though they're in the homeland. They're still not home because the Romans are there.
纵使佢哋喺佢哋嗰个属于佢哋嘅土地上面，但系都唔系好似佢哋屋企一样。
The story of Israel is actually a smaller version of the story of the human race.
以色列人嘅历史其实就好似人类嘅历史一样嘅一个缩写。
Let me unpack that for you. In the beginning of the Bible is Book of Genesis, right?
喺圣经嘅起始呢个创世纪嘅里边。
What do you see as you open up the Bible? We see Adam and Eve, the human race, losing their home.
我哋睇到咩咧？就话亚当夏娃佢哋失去咗佢哋嘅家园。
You see, they're made by God, their creator, and they're made for the paradise garden, the Garden of Eden, the perfect place.
佢哋被神所造，神造佢哋系要摆喺呢个好美丽嘅伊甸园嘅里边。
The Garden of Eden in Genesis is described without evil.Without sin, without decay, perfection.
创世纪所形容嘅呢个伊甸园系好完美嘅，冇疾病，冇衰老，冇罪，冇死亡。
Because we turned away from the living God, we lost paradise, we lost home.
但我哋从神嗰度去离开，我哋失去咗呢个家园，呢个天美丽嘅花园。
And then you turn to the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
而我哋去到从启示录，
and we see God recreating the Garden of Eden.
我睇到神再造呢个伊甸园。
Because if you're familiar with that New Testament book, the last book of the Bible, Revelation, you'll see the Garden City of God coming down out of heaven, coming down.
嗰度形容呢个神嘅城市由天堂里边嚟到呢个地上边。
So what is the Bible teaching you here?
呢度圣经教导你乜嘢咧？
Every human being is actually an exile.
每一个人都是被放逐。
Did you know that? Spiritually, you're homeless.
灵性上你是无家可归的。
What does it mean to be spiritually homeless or spiritually in exile?
灵性上被放逐无家可归是什么意思呢？
Well, what will help you in understanding what it means in Bible be exile is to grasp what home means. What does home mean?
我哋要明白呢一点嘅时候，首先我哋要知道呢个家系咩意思。
Well, let me illustrate that to you. Let's suppose you move into a new apartment, a new home, a new house.
譬如你去到搬到一个新嘅屋企、新嘅屋或者系
And as many of you know firsthand, it takes quite a while to make that your home.
首先你会知道嘅就系要花好多时间去将呢个地方成为你嘅家。
Why is that?
点解呢？
You got a roof over your head. You perhaps probably have a bed to sleep in and you have a little place you fix your meals.
你有瓦遮头，你有张床可以睡觉，有个地方可以煮食，食嘢。
Let me ask, why does it take time to get acclimated to your new home?
咁但係都要咁，点解要咁多个时间让你可以习惯呢个新嘅屋企呢？
Because home is where everything fits you.It fits you like a glove. Fits you perfectly.
因为家呢样嘢系所有嘢对你嚟讲都系适合嘅，好似一个手套啱啱去戴到你嘅手里边一样，所有嘅嘢都系适合你。
Because home is where you put everything where you want it to be, right?
因为家就系话你想摆边点样摆嘢，就系你可以决定。
Whatever suits your taste, you're going to put that piece of furniture over here, that painting over there.
你可以将呢件家私摆呢度，嗰样嘢就摆喺嗰度，随你喜欢。
Home is where things are the way you want it to be。
因为家就系话你想要嗰个地方系点样就系点样。
But when you move, wow, what chaos! What a headache! Things are all over the place. You know, where's my computer? Where's my book? You know, where are these things? I don't know where it is.
但当你搬嘅时候咧，就一吓糊涂啦！啊，我嘅电脑喺边，我啲书喺边啊？呢啲嘢摆喺边，边啲嘢摆喺边度
？You know, I used to have to travel for work.
我以前咧工作咧要去唔同嘅地方。
You know that when you're on the road and traveling, it wears you down.
咁当你喺要去出去公干嘅时候，实在系令到你好疲倦嘅。
Why? You got a bed, sleeping on a bed, right?
点解咧？因为你都有张床瞓喎。
You got a roof over your head and maybe your employer gives you a allowance for food.
你都有瓦遮头，可能你个老细都可能帮你俾埋钱你食嘢。
It's not your bed. It's not your bed. That's why it doesn't fit.
但是那张床不是你自己那张床，所以是不适合你。
Home is a place where everything fits you.
因为家就是说所有的东西都是啱你的。
It's kind of like the ship coming home. Out of the ocean, right? Coming into the harbor.
就好像船从这个大海回去这个海港一样。
Home is a place of restoration, renewal.
屋企是一个让你更新能够恢复的地方。
You get home from a tired day of work to relax. It's renewal.
从一日辛劳的工作你回到家里面你能够得到更新。
Home is a place that doesn't drain you. It nourishes, it strengthens you.
屋企这个地方不会使到你觉得很疲倦，这个地方应该能够去能够更新你，使你更加有力。
It's because you decided where everything is. Everything suits you.
你能够决定乜嘢，边啲嘢摆喺边度，用啲乜嘢，呢啲嘢都系适合你。
You see that helps us in understanding what homeland is. Then home is a place where you don't have to struggle.
家呢个地方就系嗰个地方，你唔需要去挣扎。
You don't have to struggle to understand the language of the people.
你唔需要挣扎去明白你屋企人所讲嘅说话。
The landscape delights you because it's your home.
那个地方周围的东西都适合你，因为是你的家。
Maybe even the food and the customs make sense to you.
甚至乎那个食物那个习俗家的习惯都是适合你的。
And you know, if you know somebody who's been homeless, literal homeless, it's brutal, brutalizing.
如果你是一个无家可归的人，这件事是很残酷的。
Do you know what it is to be homeless? Literally to be homeless?
无家可归是怎样的呢？
Imagine you living out in the streets.
你住在街上边。
Living in the subway.
是睡在这个地铁站里边。
Living on a bench in a park.
睡在公园里边。
That's destructive to you physically.
这个对你身体来说是一个很有破坏性。
Being homeless will wear you down emotionally.
在你的情绪上边也都使到你是很疲倦。
And the Bible makes it absolutely clear, you're living in a world that doesn't fit you. It doesn't fit your deepest desires. It does not.
圣经讲得很清楚，就是我们活在一个世界是不能够满足我们最深层的渴望的。
That's why if you really think about it, you'll feel the homelessness.
如果你真的想想的时候，你都想到觉得自己好像是无家可归。
And we're characterized by a sense that this world doesn't fit us.
我们看到就是说这个世界好像都不适合我们。
We're alienated from it.
我们好像不是一个合适的地方。
Even secular philosophers like Martin Heidegger that I had to learn in seminary way back, you know, these world-class philosophers have said that.
这些哲学家都是这样说。
And the Bible makes it absolutely clear. Like in Psalm 90, it says, God has been our dwelling place for all generations.
圣经的答案就是什么呢？就是在诗篇九十节，他说世世代代神都是做我们的居所。
I have this on slide 5, and again, you probably recognize that phrase by Psalm 90. But our dwelling place is another. Isaac Watts him.
这个写诗歌的人呢，他都是用这段的圣经去写诗歌。
As you see on the screen, O God, our help in ages past and our eternal home. That's from Psalm 90.
他说真神是人千古保障。是人永远的家乡，是来自诗篇九十篇。
The Bible makes it absolutely clear, God himself is your home. God is your home.
圣经讲得很清楚，神才是你的家乡，你的家。
That means we were originally designed, as you can see this in the book of Genesis, to serve God, to love God. You're designed for that.
好像创世纪所讲，我们被神去创造设计，我们是要去服侍祂。
That means you need to be delighted in his beauty to serve him just for the joy of it.
所以我们是要去看见他的荣美，我们服侍他是当中有喜乐。
According to the Bible, that's what you're built for.
根据圣经，我们被造就是为了这样。
And if you're doing anything else with your life, that doesn't fit.
如果你用你的生命去做第二啲嘢嘅时候，这个就好似好同你好唔夹啦。
That's why you're pulling your hair out. That's why you're frustrated.
所以你成日都好似拗晒头，你成日都觉得好闷咯。
That's why perhaps at times you're bored.
可能有时间你会觉得好闷。
Because if you live for anything else in this life other than God, you're not designed for that.
因为如果你是为了其他嘢，唔系为神而活嘅时候，你知道佢你被造唔系为咗咁样。
You don't need me to tell you that.
你都好清楚。
You know it's not enough because that's what you're craving for. You're trying to reach something. You're trying to reach something.
你知道呢啲嘢都唔足够，你尝试去捉住其他嘅嘢，但系你捉唔到。
You want to satisfy your craving, but maybe you don't even know what that craving is.
你想去满足你自己嗰个渴求，但系甚至乎你自己都唔知道自己渴求啲乜嘢。
You just get frustrated with all the headaches that you have to deal with.
你见到咁多好头痛嘅嘢，你就觉得好麻烦。
And that's why you fill your mind and your schedule with things that tickle your fancy, but don't last.
所以你用其他好多嘅嘢去填补在你的时间表上面的东西，去使你觉得好像很开心这样，但是其实这些东西不能够是长久的。
When you get that new gadget this Christmas, what's going to happen in a year? It's something you're not interested in anymore.
当你在圣诞节得到一个新的玩具的时候，一年之后怎样，可能你已经对它没什么兴趣。
And sadly to say, that's what happens in our relationships too. It's you again.
很可惜的就是这些东西都是在我们同人的关系上面去发生。他说，又是这个人。
See, you may say you believe in God, but what does your life show? Who is at the center of your life? Your family?
你可能话你系相信神，但系你嘅生命去表现出嚟系点样咧？乜嘢系你嘅生命嘅中心咧？系咪你嘅屋企咧
？Your career? Your political cause?
系咪你嘅工作咧？系咪你所追寻嗰个政治嘅取向咧
？Are they more important to you than God?
系咪呢啲嘢比神更加重要咧？
Well, then you're turning something that's not really your home into your home.
你是不是将一些不应该成为你家的东西将它成为家？
And I can't bear the weight of your eternal soul. It cannot.
这些东西都不能够去承载你那个永恒那个灵魂所要有的。
It's spiritually like the analogy of living in a box in Central Park.In New York City, in the dead of winter.
就好似而家喺冬天嘅时候，你住喺中央公园入边嘅一个箱入边。
I used to live in Manhattan. Central Park is very nice. It's a very nice place to visit, but you don't want to live there.
中央公园都系一个好靓嘅地方，但系你唔想住喺嗰度，瞓喺嗰度。
Because they're not your home. It's not suitable for your home.
因为嗰个唔系你嘅家，嗰个唔系合适你嘅家。
So when you're centered your life on the Lord God and make him the most important thing to you, you're not doing what you're created for.
如果你不是将神去摆在第一位成为你最重要的时候，你就不是真的为他而做。
And then you experience what we would call spiritual homelessness.
如果这样的时候，我们所经历的就是我们所谓的属灵的无家可归。
And everything's out of kilter, out of place.
即是说我们不是一个我们应该是一个地方。
And you scratch your head and you wonder what life's about. Why things are so miserable. What's missing?
然后你就问为什么生命这么麻烦的呢我是争感什么呢
And we're not just talking about psychological inward feelings.
我们不只是说心理上面你内心的感受。
This truth is more than that. This world is no longer our home.
这个真的比那样更加大啊！因为呢个世界唔系我哋嘅家。
If you're familiar with the Book of Genesis, that's what Book of Genesis is about.
创世纪所讲嘅就系呢样嘢。
It says in the beginning of Genesis that human beings were made for paradise.
喺开始就已经讲话，我哋被做，我哋系要被做喺呢、这个天堂里。
We were made for the Garden of Eden.
我哋为住呢个伊甸园而做。
But we decided to be our own masters, our own lords, our own saviors.
然后我们决定我要成为自己的主，自己的救主。
Because who cares what God says? I'm the boss. I'm going to call the shots in my life.
因为他们说我们不用理神讲什么，我自己要做主，我自己揸主意。
Let me ask you this. If you violate a relationship, what happens, right? If you double cross someone,If you turn on them or betray them, what happens?
如果在你的关系上面你去背叛了对方有什么发生呢
You've lost the trust of that person. Your relationship is severed.
你失去了那个人对你的信任你从这个关系里面断绝出来。
In a sense, you're expelled out of that relationship.
换句话说你就是从这个关系上面被赶出去。
Because you've used people to your own ends.
因为你利用咗人。
You've lost the privilege of being close to that person.
你失去咗能够同呢个人有亲密关系嘅一个权利。
And since you've lost their trust, they're no longer close to you.
因为你失去咗佢哋对你嘅信任，你亦都失去咗佢哋对你嘅一个亲近。
And in the same way, the Bible says we've lost home. We've lost home. The world is not the place God designed anymore.
同样嘅，圣经讲我哋失去咗呢个家园，因为我哋呢个世界唔再系佢被设计之前咁样。
And it's our fault. We tarnished that relationship between God and us.
因为呢个系我哋嘅过错，因为我哋将我哋同神嘅关系去断绝咗。
And this is why.The world is what it is today.
所以这个世界现在变成这样。
And the fact is, we weren't built for a world that's like this, which there's death all around us.
我们不是好像为着现在这样的世界被做。
Why is it so hard to age? Why is it so hard to accept that if we have a disease, or we're blind, or we're lame, or we're deaf?
我们为什么这么难去接受衰老，这么难接受我们有疾病，有盲、瘸腿，甚至乎死亡。
Because it's not supposed to be that way.
因为原本唔应该系咁样。
And therefore, why are you calling this your home?
所以点解你话呢个系你嘅家呢？
You know, the world says, oh, you know, we're just products of a natural selection, right?
呢个世界话我哋只系一个物竞天择自然而嚟嘅一个产物。
You know,You're part of the animal kingdom, so therefore nature is red in tooth and claw. That's how it is.
他们说你只不过是一个动物世界的其中之一，那这个世界是一个残酷的世界。
So why you kick and scream?
那为什么你又会在这里这么愤怒？
When life is snuffed out, someone you love, why is it so, you're so miserable? Why?
为什么有些人你所爱的人去离世的时候，为什么你会觉得这么痛苦呢？
Isn't it obvious this world isn't our home?
很明显这个世界不是我们的家。
It doesn't fit you, it doesn't fit your deepest desire. You don't want death, you don't want aging.
这个世界不适合你，不能够去满足你最深层的需要。
And、
你不想有衰老。
Doesn't suit you, right? It doesn't fit you.
不适合你。
Therefore, we're in exile, every one of us, internally and externally.
所以我们每一个人，无论内在或者外在，我们都是被放逐一样。
But that's why the Bible whispers to us.
所以这个世界，
did you notice? It whispers a promise to us.
所以圣经去向我们去讲一个应许。
It whispers the fact that the Messiah will come and take you home.
他应许就说，弥赛亚会来到，将你带到你的家。
You see, the New Testament makes absolutely clear Jesus is the Messiah. And he comes back. He comes here and comes back. So he comes twice.
圣经讲到耶稣基督他来了并且会再来。
And the first time, of course, is Christmas, right? He came. He began to heal our homelessness as he came. He became incarnate.
他第一次来到是我们所纪念的圣诞节。他来到去医治我们这个无家可归。
And Isaiah 35 is talking when he comes back again.At the end.
以赛亚书35章所讲的就是说耶稣基督最尾会再回来。
And you know why that's amazing? Because he will make this world home for you again.
为什么这么奇妙的就是因为他来再回来的时候他会使到这个世界成为你真正的家。
You know, I've mentioned, this in other sermons around Christmas time.You know, one of the main themes of Christmas is homelessness, exile, brutality, rejection.
我在其他圣诞节的讲道也都提过，就是说圣诞节一个最主要的主题就是说无家可归，这个残酷的事实。
And you know, especially if you've grown up in the Western world, you fail to realize that because we've sanitized the nativity scene.
但如果当你是在这个西方的国家你成长的时候你就不会看到这一点，因为我们将这个耶稣基督降生的这个故事我们将它写得很美好。
You know, we sanitize the children's story Bible. We sanitize our Christmas cards.
我们将儿童圣经或者是我们圣诞卡上面所讲的耶稣降临的这件事呢去将它画得很干净。
And of course, there are some good reasons for that for children, right? But it's not say, telling you reality.
咁当然可能对细路仔系应该要咁样做，但系呢个唔系讲紧一个事实，实在系乜嘢发生紧
？Take this children's song, "The Little Lord Jesus Asleep on the Hay."
譬如一首儿歌，佢话呢个小小嘅耶稣瞓喺呢个干草嘅上边。
It's not painting the nativity scene accurately.
呢个唔系真系好正确咁描述紧耶稣降生嗰个处境。
You know, Jesus is not just content in this animal stable, right? An animal stable is unsanitary. You know, your pediatrician will tell you, don't keep your children near a cow or near animals, right? Especially at birth.
但我哋知道吓，呢个初生嘅婴儿唔应该喺一个动物嘅马槽嘅里边啊，因为咧系好唔干净，好多细菌。咁一个儿科医生，你可以好清楚我讲你听。
Mary is forced to give birth in an animal stable.
咁玛利亚系被逼要喺一个动物嘅棚里边去将耶稣基督出生。
It's a pregnant young lady knocking on doors, and there's no room in the inn. There's no room anywhere except the animal stable.
一个怀孕嘅少女，佢周围揾地方要去等待耶稣基督出世，但系冇地方俾佢。
Do you know the reality of the Christmas nativity scene?
你睇唔睇到呢个耶稣降生嗰个真实嗰个处境系点样嘅咧
？Jesus born on the road.
耶稣出生只俾一块布包住。
He's born on the road. Joseph and Mary were child. They weren't home.
佢哋冇屋企，佢只系一块布去包住。
They weren't in Nazareth.
佢哋唔喺撒玛利亚佢哋自己嘅地方。
And it wasn't by choice that they're on the road, right? Because of this tyrant Caesar Augustus and the census, they had to go register in the homeland on the road.
因为佢当时嘅皇帝要佢哋去翻去报名上册，去翻去佢哋自己嘅原本嘅家乡。
Everyone had to return to their ancestral town to register because this tyrant Caesar Augustus said so.
每一个人都要去翻佢哋出生嘅地方
，because he was fearful of losing his power. Because some story he heard that a king was be born.
因为当时嘅王佢惊佢会失去佢嘅权力，因为佢听到一个传闻就系话一个王会诞生。
And that's why Joseph and Mary are away from home. That's why they're on the road.
所以约瑟同玛利亚脱离佢哋家好远，佢哋喺路上边要翻翻去佢哋嘅家。
Right? Doesn't your doctor say when you're pregnant you shouldn't be traveling all around all over the place? Right?
医生话你怀孕嘅时候你唔应该周围走噶。
There's no place open to them.
当时冇地方俾佢哋住。
Everything was shut to them. We forget that.
我哋唔记得咗所有嘅嘢，所有嘅地方都向佢哋关晒门。
It's not like Mary, Joseph, Jesus, you know, after a long, hard day of traveling, they just sleep in a stable. No, she's got to give birth. It's time. She's got to give birth.
佢哋唔系话就咁行完一个旅程，就系喺呢个动物嘅棚里边瞓觉就得。佢仲要去让耶稣基督出生。
You know, the place is dark, cold, dirty, dangerous. That's what a stable is.
嗰个地方系好冻，好唔干净。嗰个地方就系咁样。
And you got this 14-year-old girl.
呢个十岁嘅少女。
And she's giving birth amongst animal urine and manure.
佢要喺呢个咁污糟嘅地方，充满动物嘅排泄物嘅地方里边去生产。
And it says Jesus is laid in an animal feed trough.
又话耶稣基督系瞓喺呢个马槽嘅里边。
You know, animals chew and bite and eat their food in a food trough.
咁呢啲动物喺嗰、那个咁嘅槽里边去进食去咀嚼
，and you don't and we, the sanitized nativity scenes that we see on a Christmas card or in a children's Bible, you know it doesn't tell you about the blood and the sweat and the agony of giving birth without epidural。
我哋而家睇嘅儿童圣经所描绘嘅耶稣降临嗰个环境，并冇将个真实嘅环境俾你睇到，当中嘅血、当中嘅汗、当中嘅污糟嘅嘢。
There's no trace of a sanitary glove there.
甚至乎冇一个已经消过毒嘅手套去接生。
This scene is supposed to make you weep. This scene is supposed to make you weep.
这个咁嘅环境，这个咁嘅景象，应该系要让到你系真系会流泪。
Mary's a young, teenage, unwed mother living in a traditional culture.
玛利亚系一个年轻嘅未结婚就怀孕嘅女子，系会喺一个传统嘅文化嘅社会嘅里边。
And she's having this child, and her village knew she's pregnant before she's married, and she's going to be rejected.She's going to be gossiped about in her entire life. She's a social outcast.
在她住的地方，个个人都知道她已经是怀孕，并且对她可能是很藐视，她整世的人生就会是这样过。
That social stigma will be with her in her entire life.
这个社会对她的批评一直会跟住她整世。
This true nativity story in the scriptures is supposed to break your heart.
这个耶稣降生的这个图画应该是令到你觉得心碎的。
It's not some sweet little story.
这个不是一个很甜美的一个小小的故事。
You know what it is? It's a symbol of the hardness of a fallen world. That's what it is.
就是代表着这个堕落的世界的那个残酷。
It's a sign pointing to the radical starkness of the world that doesn't satisfy you.
这个表示指向这个一个很明显的事实，就是说这个世界不能够满足你。
It's so obvious. Look at the scene. It points to the truth that this is not your home.
它指向一个真理，就是说这个不是你的家。
So why? Why the Gospels paint this nativity scene so brutally? Why?
为什么这个圣经去描绘着这个圣诞节一个这么残酷的画面
呢？ Because that's why Jesus came to the world.
因为就是说耶稣是为着这件事而来。
He brings you salvation, renewal, restoration.
他将救恩、将拯救、将更新带到俾你。
He will bring you Isaiah 35.
会将以赛亚书35章所讲嘅带俾你。
Christmas is just the beginning. It's a foreshadowing of what he will do the rest of his life.
圣诞节只不过系预示佢将来佢嚟紧佢嘅生命要做嘅嘢。
Because of course, the rest of his life is even harder, right?
因为他余下的生命是更加困难。
Do you know what's going on the cross in Golgotha outside the city gates? What's going on there?
你知不知道在十字架上面，在这个城外的十字架上面有什么发生？
Does Jesus say, I'm just, oh God, oh God, I'm, my God, I'm hurting? Does he just say that?
他不是只是说神啊神啊，我现在觉得很痛啊，是不是这样说？
No, he uses the word forsaken. He's forsaken by the closest person in the Holy Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are so close. He's being rejected by the closest person ever to him.
因为他被那位对他来讲是最亲三位一体里面的父神所拒绝。
That's why in the book of Leviticus, we're told that the Israelites, used to do this.They were instructed by God to do this on Yom Kippur.
所以利未记里面记载在赎罪日的时候以色列人要这样做。
You know, to recognize their sin and ask God to forgive their sin. You know what they were instructed to do?
去承认他们的罪是要求神去饶恕他们。你知不知道他们要做什么呢?
They replaced their hands on this goat.
他们将手放在这个山羊的上面。
And as they placed their hands on the goat, they would confess their sins.
他们承认他们的罪。
It was a symbolic way of transferring their sins to the goat.
就是表示将他的罪去转嫁在这只羊的上面。
Okay, because God instructed them to do this.
神叫他们这样做。
Then what happened to the goat?
那这只羊怎
么样? They called the goat a scapegoat because they had to drive the goat out of the community.
然后这只羊就成为一个代罪的羊，而这些人呢要将这只羊呢是带到离开他们的社区里面去外。
Again, everything in the Bible points to the Messiah, right?
圣经所有的东西都指向这个救赎者尼赛亚。
What's the significance of sending that goat out into outside the community?
将这只羊去驱赶到去离开他们的社区代表什么呢?
Because the penalty for sin is expulsion.
因为罪的惩罚就是要同人去断绝。
You're kicked out of the relationship. You're kicked out of the community.
要从呢个关系上边断绝，同呢个社区上边断绝。
The penalty for wronging, harming people is what? You know, what is the penalty for harming, wronging people?
去伤害人，去得罪人嗰、那个惩罚系乜嘢咧？
What happens to you when you exploit others for your own good?
当你去利用人为咗你自己好处嘅时候，有咩结果咧？
You're cast out. You no longer have that relationship. You no longer have that community. You're out.
你就系从呢个关系上面断绝出嚟，你唔再属于呢个社区。
You're out of fellowship. You're out of relationship. That's a natural consequence of your actions, right?
你嘅行动嘅自然嘅结果就系你从呢个团契、从呢个从人嘅关系嘅里边去被隔绝。
So of course, if we turned away from God, the logical thing for us to suffer is expulsion.
好自然嘅，当我哋去离开神嘅时候，我哋就被驱逐。
That's why we're kicked out of the garden. That's why our relationship with God is strained.
所以人被从伊甸园里边去赶出嚟，我哋同人嘅关系亦都变得破坏咗啦。
That's why we're homeless spiritually.
所以我哋属灵上系成为无家可归。
And that's why Jesus came.
所以耶稣基督嚟到。
And that's why he experienced homelessness on the cross for us.
所以他在十字架上面经历了无家可归，是为了我们的缘故。
Because when he says, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's being expelled, shunned by God the Father.
耶稣基督在十字架上面说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？因为他被父神呢，是断绝了在这个关系上面。
He's that scapegoat that the people Israel were instructed to do. He's the scapegoat, you see?
他就是那个代罪的羔羊。
He's being expelled.
佢被呢个关，佢从呢个关系上面隔绝出嚟。
Getting the cosmic homelessness that you deserve.
佢所得嘅就系呢个至终嗰个无家可归，系我哋应该有。
Yeah, that's what Christmas is about, right?
圣经就系咁嘅意，圣诞节就系咁嘅意思。
Jesus, God the Son, leaving ultimate home, coming here.
耶稣基督神的儿子离开天上的家来到。
He comes to earth to satisfy his own justice in order to take our punishment, punishment we deserve for going against God and others.
他来到这个世界上面去代用我们去付上这个罪的代价。
And he was cursed for us, we who deserve the curse of God.
他为我们去承载了我们应该要得的这个咒诅。
How do you think he'll be able to come back on that last day? He's coming twice, right? How's he going to be able to come back?
他怎样会再次再回到来呢?
Well, look at the latter part of verse 4.
我们看第四节的下半部。
It's all there. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you.
他说你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应，他必来拯救你们。
How are we going to survive that?
我们怎样可以在这些这样的时间里面能够存活呢?
Because we are sinners, right? How we deserve what we get, right? Why aren't we all destroyed? It says he's come back to save us. How is that? So,
我们都是罪人，我们怎样可以能够当中得到拯救呢?
Well, as I've been saying, he became homeless so that we could be forgiven, saved from our sinful selves.
耶稣基督为我们成为无家可归，以致我们能够得到拯救。
And it means at the end of time, he'll be able to end evil without ending us who are sinners and evil.
所以在末后的时候，他能够去使了这些邪恶能够终止，而不会使到我们去死亡，纵使我们罪人。
You know, my friends, we live in a city where many people think Christmas didn't literally happen.
我们活在这个社会上面，很多人都不认为圣诞节真的发生过。
And many people think it's an aspiring story, but they think it's a makeup story.
很多人只不过当这个是一个故事一样。
And you know, they tolerate Christmas, because maybe people do good things around Christmas time, right?
有些人可能能够忍受圣诞节，因为他们认为啊，圣诞节有些人会好心。
But for those who don't believe, Christmas,That's all what that Christmas is about. It's a nice story.
但很多人不相信圣诞节的故事，他们只不过当一个是故事这样听。
But there's nothing, nothing in that story that betters us unless it really happened.
但这个故事对我们来讲没益处，如果它不是真的发生过的时候。
See, if it didn't happen, it means nothing. You go home. You're wasting your time. It didn't happen.
如果圣诞节的故事没实在真的发生过的时候，你只不过哦，你回家当没事发生过。
But if it did happen, and God did become homeless, so we could be brought home, it makes all the difference in your life, all the difference in this world.
但如果这件事是真的发生过，耶稣基督为我们成为无家可归，以致能够他将我们去带到回家的时候，这个就是一个最大的分别。
And so I challenge you to ask yourself this Christmas season.
所以在这个圣诞节的时间，我挑战你。
What difference is that going to make in your life now? What difference will that true story make in your life now?
这个圣诞节的故事在你现在的生命上面是做了什么样的分别呢？
And I'll be able to expand on that next time.
下一次我们要继续讲。
But it's a lot here that is kind of raw and touches our core of our being, our hearts.
因为我们刚刚提到的是真的去能够触摸到我们的心。
The reason I and preachers have to bring that out clearly is because we've sanitized Christmas.
我们很多时都将这个圣诞节的故事美化了。
We think it's just a story with stuffed animals around this baby in some laying on this comfortable pillow of hay.
很多时我们看到的图画就是一些很可爱的动物去围绕着这个 BB, 睡在一个马槽很安很舒服的草上面。
And one of the tricks of Satan is to just subtly change the truth.
撒旦用的手段就是说好少少少少的去将这个真理去扭曲。
Lord, help us to see reality, to see what the Christmas story truly is.
天父求你帮助我们看到圣诞节的故事真实的一面。
And to embrace it, to cling to it, to realize this is life.
让我们去捉住抓紧它，让我们去看到这个就是生命。
We were made to worship you.
我们被造是要去敬拜你。
You're the only one that completes us.
你是唯一一个能够使我们完全的。
We will not find anything in this world that will satisfy us ultimately.
我们在这个世界上不能够找到任何的东西能够至终的去最使我们满足。
It's only knowing you, because you've made us, and that's who we are.
是只有是认识你。你去创造我们的原因就是这样。
We all struggle with that because we have that sinful nature.
我们每个人都有挣扎，因为我们有罪性。
And so please, this Christmas season, help us, Lord, to see more clearly, more reality in your word.
天父在这个圣诞节的期间，让我们在这个话语里面去看到更加清楚。
And by the power of your Holy Spirit and the truths of your gospel,Make this a truly blessed Christmas.
借着圣灵的能力，福音的大能，使到这个圣诞节是真正的一个祝福。
Help us to ponder that seriously this Advent season.
让我们是认真的去思考。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求。阿门。